This podcast is brought to you by The Average Male Magazine, opening your eyes to the wonderful men around you. Subscribe to the magazine by visiting averagemailmag.com.
Bear Podcast, the podcast for bears and cubs, episode 186. Welcome, everyone, to another edition of Bear Podcast. This is Nard, and I'm podcasting here in the suburbs of Houston. I'm doing this solo right now, and I'm recording this on the weekend because I have some interviews to play for you guys. First, we're joined by Bob Wiener from Fort Lauderdale, and we're going to talk about his site, projectbig.net. And also, we're going to have Chris from Daddy Hunt. Yeah, I interviewed him in IBR last week. So if you guys have a Daddy Hunt account, please let them know that you heard Chris on Bear Podcast. Okay, so towards the end of the show, Bob and I chatted some more. Yeah, it's pretty fun. It's like talking to Bob. Okay, so if you guys want to participate in the show, call 206-222-BEAR. That's 206-222-2327. Yeah, give us a call to say hi or comment on the shows. Yeah, so let's go on with the interview. Joining me in the show is Bob Wiener from Fort Lauderdale. And yeah, he just came from breakfast, right, Bob?
I did. Fort Lauderdale, the home of bears.
Oh, home of bears. Okay, yeah. Yeah, so
for you guys who haven't been here, you got to come to Fort Lauderdale. We are the bear mecca.
Yeah.
It's amazing. We're everywhere.
Yeah, and I love it. Okay, the last time I was there was about 2003, like I told you earlier. And I love the Hullover Beach.
That's where it's still there. It's still there, and it's still the place to go. and you get to see everything before you buy it, which is nice.
Oh, yeah. That's right. But, you know, the one I – well – people go there in the nude still, do they?
Yes. Yeah.
Do they? Okay. So yeah. Yeah, whenever I go there, there's nothing like walking, wearing nothing but shades. So that's what I do there. But yeah, sometimes I see people in swimwear.
You have to have swimwear like to go to get a soda or something like that.
Oh, that's right. Okay. You have to go out and take it off. Yeah.
And some people are shy. And for those that are shy, we have Project Big Swimsuit.
That's right. Yeah, tell us about your project. Okay, Project Big Swimsuits and Apparel. What do you have there? When did you guys start your project?
Well, the concept started back beginning of October of last year. I was going on the Bear Voyage, which for you guys who haven't been, it's just a wonderful 10 days of just enjoying yourself with a bunch of bears on a cruise. Mm-hmm. And, you know, 10 days away, and it's all, you know, you need swimsuits, and you need casual shirts, and you need stuff to go to the gym. And I went shopping, and everywhere I went, and I'm not going to knock anybody else, but everywhere I went, I saw these big flowery swimsuits, if it was in my size, which I needed 3X. And they didn't fit properly. They had basically taken a cut for some and just, you know, let it out, as opposed to for a big man. And it was kind of frustrating. And I have friends here in Fort Lauderdale who make clothing. Mm-hmm. And I asked them, can you guys make swimsuits and shirts and stuff for me? And they were very kind, and they did. And I took the clothes with me, and we went on the cruise. And the first day I went in the pool, I mean, guys, big guys were coming up to me, where'd you get that swimsuit? Where'd you get that swimsuit? It's great. And they're just basic, simple, you know, casual swimsuits, but they look good and they feel good, and they have, you know, quality material, quality stitching, and they're proportioned for a big guy.
Yeah,
and
really,
that's how it started.
Yeah, I've seen it, your stuff on your website, and it's great. And
thank you.
Yeah, and also the models are really hot too.
Well, what we wanted to do, you know, before I went on this cruise, I started looking online. And, you know, if I could find something in my size, they showed it on somebody who was a 29 waist.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so, A, I didn't feel comfortable, you know, like, oh, they're ashamed to show somebody who's my size. But also, I had no idea what it would look like on me. So the whole goal of our site was for, you know, bigger guys who sometimes have been, you know, disenfranchised, really to be able to see something that they could say, yeah, that's me. And that's what I'm going to look like in that black swimsuit with camo mm-hmm. trim. You know,
yeah, they usually post either, yeah, they're really thin guys or they're muscle bears or...
Right.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And we certainly love our thin guys and muscle bears, but it doesn't help
definitely.
Provide...
Mm-hmm.
doesn't help you to know how the shirt's going to fit on.
That's right. You have to kind of leverage how big right. it would be. Yeah, that's right. So what kind of items do you have there?
Well, we have jock straps, which seem to be very popular.
Uh-huh.
We have singlets, which is, you know, what a wrestler would wear. It's a one-piece, you know, bottom and top, and those
that
have been very popular.
I like that.
I've seen a couple of people who bought them. I've seen their pictures, and they're just, like, thrilled. You can see in their face how good they feel wearing, because we use a really quality material, and it's well-made, so you don't have to worry about the seams opening up or anything like that. And so the singlets have been, you know, our most popular seller so far.
Mm-hmm.
We have the swimsuits, and we have a number of shirts, and we have we have our basic line, and then as of tomorrow, we'll have some new product on.
Yeah, tell us about that, those new products that you're going to have.
Well, we actually have, because there was a lot of demand for a Speedo-type swimsuit,
mm-hmm.
And so we are going to have a basic bikini, but proportioned for bigger guys,
mm-hmm.
And so we're going to have that. We have some longer sleeve shirts. We have lots of red product coming on the website for Gay Day, which is in June, and... we're looking forward. We're sponsors of Tidal Wave, which is the Friday night before Gay Day.
I see.
And so we've made some red shirts and red shorts. And the shorts are really cool. They have like a lace-up. It's like a football short.
Oh, the football shirt. Yeah, I've seen it right now. Yeah,
yeah,
I like it.
And mm-hmm. They're really hot and red. So, you know, everybody for Gay Disney wears red on that Saturday. And I've never had a more amazing experience than walking through and seeing 100,000 people in red shirts.
Actually, yeah, red, or if people will be wearing red football pants, and it's very revealing, right?
Well, you know, you're completely covered, and your mother could see you in it, but they do look good. Yes.
Yeah.
and that's really what we were going for. This is not a slutty site at all.
I know, yeah.
Although I understand some people have enjoyed looking at the models.
Yes, that's
but it's really
me
about
included.
Being comfortable. it's really about being comfortable.
Yes, definitely. Do you plan to go to vendor fairs and bear runs?
Well, we're actually talking about that right now. At this point, we're sponsoring two events. One is the Tidal Wave Party in Orlando, and the other is Chubbs in Paradise, which is in July here in Fort Lauderdale. I don't know if you know about that event,
mm-hmm.
but it's a great event. It's big guys and guys who like big guys, and so we're going to actually be putting on a fashion show there, and we'll be selling there. And we have plans to go probably to Bear Bust later in the year.
Mm-hmm.
As we see, you know, what the demand is. And, I mean, we are a new company, and we're trying to take it slow so we do it right. And but mostly it's the website. I mean, if we go, it'll be, you know, with a few items to sell.
It's mainly the online store. You don't have a store.
We don't have a store, although mm-hmm. I was surprised. We've had a bunch of stores, you know, contact us asking about selling our merchandise.
Oh, definitely, yeah.
In the stores, because apparently there's not a lot available for big guys. I mean, my experience was not unique. When I was going on the cruise and I spent hours on websites trying to find, you know, the right pair of shorts or right this. You know, so we're moving ahead, and we're taking it slow because, you know, each product has to be adjusted to the size of a bigger man, you know, in terms of like rise, you know, of how far the rise is from the bottom of the pants and that type of thing. So
mm-hmm.
we're taking it slow and developing each product individually to make sure that it's right. And
yeah. mm-hmm.
in the next couple of months, we'll have camo shorts, you know, regular like cargo type shorts and We're going for some long sleeve shirts, which will be nice. They're not. They're a little edgier than.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. Long sleeves. It's rare to see big guys in long sleeves lately, as far as I know.
Well, I had on the cruise a white long sleeve shirt with, you know, with the tie similar to our muscle shirt. It had long sleeves and it had open holes with metal around them going down the sleeve, and it was very popular on the cruise, to say.
Wow. It looks hot.
And I don't think it was the stuffing. I think it was the shirt that they liked.
Wow. So where can our friends out there, people listening, check out your merchandise?
Well, they should go to www.projectbig.net, and you'll see a banner that shows six or eight very humpy-looking guys, very woofy.
Mm-hmm.
And just go through the site and see what you like. And I will say that, you know, we show on the site from size XL through 4X, and those are our standard sizes. But if there's somebody who needs something bigger or wants to adjust something, since we make everything as it's ordered, we can make adjustments.
So
if somebody needed a bigger
size.
Well,
you can do it custom.
So if our friend Nard wanted, you know, a shirt and shorts, we could certainly do that for him.
Oh, okay. Awesome. That'd be awesome.
So www.projectbig.net, and take some time and look around the site. I mean, it's an enjoyable site to look at. There's some really hot guys on it.
Definitely, and
they're wearing some really cool clothes.
Awesome.
It's
www.projectbig.net.
Hey everyone, this is Nard again, and still here at the IBR Vendor Mall, and joining me here is Chris. Hello, Chris.
Hey.
Hey,
nice
Chris.
To be here.
So tell me what your involvement here in the Vendor Mall.
I am the owner and the founder of Pantheon Productions, and we have a personal site called daddyhunt.com, which is really, it's the purpose of the site is just to be a place that's not ageist. There are a lot of...
Not ageist.
You know, because so many places on the internet are, you know, once you reach 40, it's like nobody wants to talk to you anymore. So we just wanted to create a place that's really open to older guys and bears, and just be a place with no attitude. And the other part of our business is we produce DVDs that really focus on daddies and bears and you know, hot, hairy, older guys.
I like older guys.
Yeah, me too. I've always been into daddies since I was 18. So.
Oh, okay. I probably when I was 25 old or something like that. I always like bigger guys, hairy guys, and I got the attraction to them. I understand.
Yeah.
So how many videos have you produced?
We've got 27 videos out currently, and we've got two or three more that are scheduled to come out in the next couple months. We started producing videos about 3 or 4 years ago. So, and last year our title Rough and Ready won the best bear video at the Gavian Awards. So.
Oh, okay.
So we're getting some recognition for doing good bear porn. So.
Yeah, I love bear porn. Sorry, guys. Yeah, the listeners. Some of our listeners, they're into it, and some maybe are not. But it's always good to see porn. That's my take on it.
Yeah, I think it's great to celebrating sexuality.
Yeah. So Pantheon Productions, how long has it been around?
I started the first website in 2002, so it's been about 6 years. So. And Daddy Hunt, our personal site, has been around since 2004, 2005.
Oh, okay. How many? It's by subscription, right?
How does that go? Daddy Hunt is 95% free. We've got about 140,000 guys on there, it's amazing how quickly it's grown. It's really cool. You can pretty much do everything for free, see as many profiles as you want, contact as many guys as you want. But if you're not a supporting member, you can't see all the X pictures, and you don't have all the advanced search features. Yeah. But we just, you know, we like to keep it, you know, mostly free, just so people can really interact with each other. But we have to have supporting members, otherwise we couldn't run the site, you know, because it's really expensive bandwidth with 140,000 guys.
So. Oh, yeah, definitely. You did mention... people being it's not ageist. It's yeah. not yeah. I've heard about that before. It's been discussed before in other shows and other blogs and everything. So is that one of the reasons why you opened up Daddy Hunt? Really?
Yeah, I mean, I started the company in the beginning because, you know, I've always been attracted to guys over 40, and I can remember when I was 18 or 20 living in New York, everybody assumed that I was looking for a sugar daddy or I was a hustler uh-huh. because they didn't believe that I was really attracted to, like, these hot older guys. So
yeah.
So I really started the first website, which is called hotoldermail.com,
mm-hmm.
Which we still have as sort of a content site. As I started as sort of a political statement, just saying, you know, this is hot too, and this is what
yeah.
I'm attracted to.
I'm all for that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
And I'm just, you know, I'm amazed how popular it's become. I'm amazed that, you know, it seemed like a niche that needed to be filled. One thing I've always loved about the bear community is the bears aren't ageist. You know, the bears have always accepted older guys.
Yes.
But a lot of other parts of the gay community do not accept older men at all. So.
I see. And and you also have the videos, and you get a lot of models. How many models do you have right now?
It's hard to say how many. I'd guess somewhere around, like, we've probably worked with a total of 150, 200 models.
Wow. Are you open to have people come over or, you know, come on board to be a model? Or
yeah. Just, we there's
how
a,
do they
there's
do
a,
that?
There's a contact form on our website. If you go to hotoldermail.com, and there's a link right on the homepage that says, you know, become a model. And that's actually where we get 95% of the guys that are in our videos. We do very little legwork finding models. Almost all of them come to us.
And the other 5% are your friends.
Yeah.
Hey, come here,
yeah,
over
yeah.
here. Hey, you here, come here. Hey, we have a party at home. Come take videos of
our guys that we see at IBR. So.
Yeah, that's right. Okay. You there. Yeah. Let me have you in the show. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah,
or in a
take
video.
Your clothes off?
Did you have a take? Did you do a video this weekend?
No. We usually don't do videos when we're also doing a fair because I just feel like it's too much work to try to do both
yeah,
at the same
true.
Time. But we do have a few of our models here. We've got Rick Kappas, who is our first exclusive model, and he's a really sexy daddy bear standing right over there.
Oh, hello. And I have a picture with him. Okay. Hello, daddy. Okay, all right.
Come on, focus.
Yeah, okay, let's focus. Yeah. Maybe I should have him in the show. Okay, so yeah, they're just here really just muddling around and... That's what they're doing right now, just promoting it.
Promoting it. Guys will come by and buy our DVDs, and they want a signature from with the models, or want to get their picture taken or whatever. So
awesome.
It's just nice, just having our models interact with our customers.
Awesome. So. Well, Chris, I really appreciate you being in the show. Thank you very much. And what's the website again that our listeners will check out?
If you wanna look at our porn, our content, go to hotoldermail.com. And our personal site is at daddyhunts.com.
All right.
Okay.
So thank you very much, Chris.
Thank you. It's great talking with you.
All right.
Time for some bear events, guys. I haven't done this for some time now. Bottoms Up at the Big Top in Oakland, California on March 2nd. B-Unit presents Bottoms Up at the Big Top, a benefit for the AIDS life cycle. House DJ party featuring Funky Bear, Papa Tony, Dan Edmund, Agent Adam. So performances by Glenn Destino. So for more info, go to bottomsupatthebigtop.org. Next event is Ursus London Fun, Fur, and Frolics in London, United Kingdom, March 7th. So the Ursus London Party is a new alternative party night for bears, cubs, chubbies, daddies, and their admirers. Held on the first Friday of every month, the Royal Vauxhall Tavern, I don't know how to pronounce it, one of the London's top gay venues, Ursus London is brought to you by Get Real Productions. At the Ursus Planet, sponsor is Eurowolf. So for more info on this event, go to ursuslondon.com. Next event is from Detroit, Michigan. It's a wall-to-wall fur bear conclave. Okay, so that's on March 7th. come join the Bears from Southeast Michigan and Northeast Ohio and Southwest Ontario at Diamond Jim's Saloon, where the Bears come to play. So that's the weekend of March 7, 8, 9 at, in Detroit. Yeah. So be sure to get your t-shirt and pick up some Bear tags. Bear tags are good for discounts at the event and at Diamond Jim's Saloon. There used to be a Diamond Jim's here in Houston before. That closed many years ago already. Okay, so for more info, go to diamondjimsaloon.com. Next event is in Duluth, Minnesota, Fur Flea Weekend on March 7th. Fur Flea Weekend 2008. It's the North Country Bears. Yeah. So come join the North Country Bears as we invade Duluth and Superior. Check in at the Superior Inn, our host hotel, and make your way to all the gay bars in Superior, JT's Bar and Grill, the main club, and Superior's newest gay hotspot, The Flame. Ooh, The Flame. There are flamers there. Enjoy beer busts and cocktail specials, karaoke, and the Sunday brunch buffet. For those of you who need to sweat, okay, if you need to sweat, the Duluth sauna will be ready and waiting. Sounds hot. Okay, so for more info, go to ncbears.com. That's by the North Country Bears. All right, let's go to Denmark. Nordic Bear Brotherhood 2008 in Skallerup, Northern Jutland, Denmark. I don't know if I said that right. Okay, that's on March 7th. Nordic Bear Brotherhood Weekend 2008 takes place from March 7th to 9th in Skallerup, Denmark. For the fourth year in a row, Nordic Bear Brotherhood will be held at Skallerup Klit Ferry Center. I don't know if I said it right also. It's skallerup.dk. That's the website. In Northern Jutland, Denmark. The date for the event, is March 7th to 9th. More information about the program and registration can be found on our website. The website is norwaybears.com. Take note of the date. We hope to see many old and new faces in 2008. Bears from all over are more than welcome to join us. Yeah, so go to norwaybears.com. Well, there are two new podcasts that are out there right now. One is Cubs Out Loud. Yeah, there are three Cubs based in Austin, Texas. So they're pretty much like a Bear Podcast, B-Talk, On My Pod, Techie Things, you know. And they're pretty fun guys. I've been listening to them lately and very nice. I know two of the three guys there. Tim Cubb there. I think he was in Bear Watch a couple of years ago. Yeah, and who else? Jeff. Jeff is on my Twitter. I sort of know Jeff indirectly because of Toshio in Nashville. I mean, I was in Nashville before. And Toshio told me about Jeff. And he started his own podcast called Cubs Out Loud. So if you guys want to check it out, go to cubsoutloud.com. Okay, another podcast is the Bear Geek Podcast. They're very geeky. Definitely. This is a podcast hosted by a bear couple in New Hampshire who have a passion for new technology and video games. We will bring weekly episodes of our banter and guest gamers and bears to keep all our listeners entertained. And thanks for listening. It's from Aaron and T. I got an email from T. He said that I've been listening to your show for about 6 months now, along with other popular bear podcasts. They're all great, of course. So great that my partner and I started our own podcast to geek out on. Yeah, this is the best place to do it, to do a podcast, T. And we're a bear chaser couple, and we have a couple of our straight gamer friends hosting the show. It's been a lot of work, and even though we're on the techie side, I'm still pretty confused about this whole process. Yeah, they're just starting, I understand. But hey, if you have 5 episodes out by now, you're getting the hang of it, okay? So, yeah, so he says, thanks, Nard, if you like the show. Yeah, I checked it out. And please feel free to give us a shout-out in your show. Yeah. So I did, and my God, they're really major gamers. They talk about details about the games. If you guys are into World of Warcraft or, I don't know, there's just a lot. Well, also console games. The last time I heard them about, I think it's an Xbox 360 game. I'm not so sure, but I was lost because I'm not much of a gamer myself. But if you guys are gamers, yeah, these are really geeky gamers. Check them out at beargeek.blogspot.com. All right, let's get back to the show.
So Nard, when are you coming to Fort Lauderdale?
I don't know yet. Let me see. Maybe this year or next year, because my partner and I have always wanted to go to Fort Lauderdale again, because we usually go there during November, around
right.
Thanksgiving. We always, for two or three times we've done it since we've been together, we always go there for to keep warm, or go to the beach. Like
sure.
I said, go to the Hall of the Beach.
Sure.
And it's warmer, but well, it's a little colder here in Houston, so
right.
We love it there. And the bars.
We have great clubs. Now, we're having our launch party at a bar called Steel. It's the spot that used to be the Eagle in Fort Lauderdale.
Ah.
And
I heard stories
about
the Eagle. Okay.
Uh-huh. Well, Steel is going to have their own stories, and it's a great club. It's they call it a megaplex. It's a dance bar. It's a stand around and look pretty kind of bar, and they really are going for bears and big guys and a little bit older crowd. It's not the 19, 20, 21 year old crowd. So they have every week. They have a bear night. And they were gracious enough to invite us to have our party the night of their bear night. So that's going to be Thursday, March 6th.
Are you very active there in the bear club? What's the bear club there on Fort Lauderdale?
Well, there's two bear clubs. There's the bear club, we're not real. My partner and I are really not that active in. We have been members. We are members. but we find that in Fort Worth there are so many bears and so many venues that we really wind up, you know, calling a few friends and getting together and going either to Bill's, which is the big bear night on Friday night, or to Steel, you know, or to Scandals, which is another place that bears go.
Scandals, okay.
Scandals, you would love, actually. It's a country and western bar, and it's got bears and bigger guys, and they two-step and everything.
Is that new? Because the one I've always gone to is Bill Filling Station.
Well, Bill's actually moved from the last time you were here. They're right on Wilton Drive, which is sort of the center of the gay area.
Wow.
And
it's a nice place right there. Why did they move?
They moved to a much bigger
space. A much bigger one, okay.
And with better
bigger
parking.
Bigger is better, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, you know, it got so big that people sort of didn't want to go because there were too many people in the room and you couldn't move.
I remember that was the problem before, around the bar when you go around.
Exactly, mm-hmm. Exactly. And as much as we like the contact, we sort of like to be able to walk through. So they listened to the public and they bought into a much bigger space. And there's still the bear bar on Friday night. I mean, people are very happy there, going there. And what happens usually is they... people go there for a couple hours, and then they go to usually the Scandals after that, which is right down the street.
Scandals.
It's walking distance.
It's just walking distance. Awesome. So what else do you guys do for fun there besides, going to the bars and stuff?
Well, our big thing is Bear Pictionary now. Have you ever played Pictionary?
Oh, yes. Oh, what's
well,
a
we have,
Bear Pictionary?
well, it's Pictionary, but, you know, the truth is there are so many bears in this area that you wind up just having a group of people. Like for example, every Sunday morning, my partner and I go to breakfast, and we're anywhere between 10 and 15 people, you know, and we just know Sunday morning, 9 o'clock, the group goes to breakfast, and whoever can go, goes.
So
we
fun.
Spend a lot of time with groups of friends and doing things like playing Bear Pictionary,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Yeah, it's going to be either that or a game night. We do that here sometimes. We love
right.
game nights. And sometimes we do it, let's say, a fundraiser in some organizations that I'm in. And, let's say if you're going to do a poker night or something like that and you make it a fundraiser out of it, we just pay $5 and you get 25-something bucks, like
right.
chips, something like that. That would be,
uh-huh.
yeah, and use that just to play with and,
right.
and use that as a fundraiser.
that works. So, that works. Mm-hmm. Well, the bear group, the official bear group, Bears of South Florida, they do have it's all fundraising. It's all for organized charities, mostly for AIDS charities and for helping people in the community. And they do a great job. I mean, they raise anywhere between, I would say, about $5,000 a year just from that bear group,
mm-hmm.
Doing different fundraisers. And it's great. It's when you first come to the area, you know, if you don't know anybody, there are ready ways to meet friends, which is a great thing. I mean, in these bear groups.
I remember talking to the president back then, 2003, I think. I forgot the name of the president of Bears of South Florida.
I think it was Bill back then.
Bill,
yeah.
Okay. And
yeah.
there were about 800 members. That is big for a bear club for me.
Well,
we have about 80 here, something like that.
there's a huge bear community in Fort Lauderdale. People don't realize it. A lot of, you know, just like many people want to come to Fort Lauderdale and to South Florida, you know, to spend their life. Bears do it the same way.
I have friends who moved there.
And I hope they're happy. I'm sure they are.
Oh, yeah, they are. I know they are. They haven't come back yet.
I mean, right now it's 80 degrees outside. I'm sitting here wearing a pair of our Project Big shorts and a tank top.
Oh.
And just looking outside, and it's a gorgeous day, and it's gorgeous most days here.
Yeah. Whenever I watch Bear Zero, James and the others always are all so relaxed. They wear tank tops. They're just really, really relaxed. Yeah, actually, he's the one who sent your info to me, right? So he told me about you, and we got in contact. So he's going to be a model, did you say?
James is going to model for us, and he's also going to video our launch party. Our launch party is March the 6th at Steele. Here in Fort Lauderdale. James is going to video the launch party, and he's going to be part of it also. He's a smaller guy, so we specially made clothes for him so he could be part of the runway party.
Runway. He's going to model it.
I don't know how long you've known James and his many incarnations. But
oh,
James,
my God. I heard he does costume changes at campgrounds or something like that.
Oh, he does costume changes when you invite him over for dinner. 3 or 4 outfits, and in the course of the night, you'll see him in a kilt, you'll see him in shorts, you'll see him in something else, and if you're lucky, you'll see him with nothing.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah, he's definitely a cutie, that's for sure.
Mm-hmm. I've had him in the show a long time ago, a couple of times before, and we've been exchanging videos, and there was one time we worked on one of his episodes. Yeah, he's an awesome guy, and I miss him. I haven't talked to him for some time now.
Well, we'll tell him to give you a call.
Yeah.
We'll tell him to give you a call. We're seeing him. We're actually doing a photo shoot in a couple hours at 1 o'clock our time, and he's going to be there for the photo shoot. And so we'll tell him that you send your regards.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
I haven't talked to him. I actually owe him a video, but I still need to send him a video of what we're doing here. But my co-host and I haven't gone around to it yet. But one of these days we'll send him a video because he promotes videos from other, you know, from other podcasts if ever there. So he's a great guy.
He's very good about promoting the community. He really is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'd like to see him again. Maybe this sawmill. Do you go to the one they would go to, the one when Bearpalooza does it on Sawmill?
My partner and I are hoping to be able to go if my partner gets the time off. We're
yeah.
going to do that.
I think I want to do that. I'll see if I can. I think it's around early November. Early November, something like that. So we'll see. It's a long time from now. But I'd like to go to that and actually see James. Yeah. And I haven't seen him. I haven't talked to him. I only seen him online or talked to him online. But
yeah,
it probably will be filming there and probably get drunk. I don't know.
The good thing about Bearpalooza, you're in an enclosed area, and if you get drunk, you don't have to drive anywhere.
Yeah, that's right.
Mm-hmm. So
wow.
That's a good thing.
So, okay. So I hope you guys have a good photo shoot with James.
Well, thanks.
And guys, everybody listening out there, go to projectbig.net and check out the merchandise Bob's merchandise. Check him out.
Bob is on the site, but the merchandise is the clothing.
Oh, that's right. Okay.
Well, www.projectbig.net.
Yes. Thank you very much, Bob. And
thanks, Nard. Thanks right. so much.
So, you guys, okay. if you have any comments, send your emails to bearpodcast@gmail.com. And you can also send your voicemails at 206-222-BEAR. That's 206-222-2327. Leave your voice messages and we'll play it in the show. Go to the website, www.bearpodcast.com. And, of course, we'll have the link for Project Big there on the website. And also go to myspace.com/bearpodcast. And if you have an iPhone, go to bearpodcast.com/iPhone. Thank you, everyone, for listening. And we'll catch you guys next week. Many wolves send many hugs.
Wolf, what a bear.
Podcast your ass.
Wolf, what a bear. Wolf, what a bear.